You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Ernie Bell, of course, with Island Time. We've got Ernie Bell herself in the studio. Kia ora, Amy, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm great, thank you.
It's nice to see you and it's very exciting to chat with you. Hot on the heels of a very cool piece of news yesterday that you've just signed to Flying Nun. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
Feels good.
Bit surreal?
Yep.
Very special time to be having a massive gig then on Friday, which you're going to be celebrating your music and playing with a bunch of amazing people at the Hollywood Avondale, a very gorgeous venue. Why'd you choose this as a space for playing?
I think it's a really beautiful venue. It's got great sound. I like any historic building, I think. Much to choose from in Auckland anyway. So.
No, there's not. Not at the moment. But it's got a sort of gorgeous gothic feeling to it, which I think suits your sound very well. I watched that chat between yourself and Delaney, which was also up in the seats at the top of the Hollywood. And I thought, that would be really cool. And I think that was around the time you announced the show. And I was like, nice. Good thinking, everybody.
Yes.
Working on that one there. You've had a lot of success with this first release. People are really loving it. And it's sort of... been a really exciting time to see your music kind of take to this stage, see you perform some gigs. A weird world to be releasing within, of course, in the sort of wake of COVID. How have you felt playing this music for people?
Like you said, I haven't really done that many shows, so this Hollywood one will be the big one, because prior to that was the Polish Association,
yeah,
which was... low-key a COVID super spreader, apparently.
We can try and avoid that one this time.
So that's really exciting about this show, is that that's not such a major concern.
Yes. That is what we like to hear. It's going to be really cool, I think, to finally be able to celebrate it with the, I guess, the crowd you've amassed of fans, because it's an impressive thing, I think, Amy, to have released music and only done a handful of performances and have people really engaged with what you're doing. And I think it's a testament to the work you've put into this project, which I know has been many years in the making for you.
Yes.
How early is the earliest track on this? How many years back does it go, do you reckon?
Well, the first track on the album was Venus's Home, which was originally called Maunga Turoto. And I think I wrote that about 10 years ago.
Ooh,
time for a new album. Let's go.
Does it feel strange to be performing songs that you wrote, like, you know, a decade ago with an audience who's literally never heard it before, you know, having this kind of new ears on something like that? How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it feels kind of natural. I knew that it was going to be a really long process to get to the point where I could perform it to people, so I've just kind of accepted my fate for that. And have to deliver it the best I can and still get into it.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
One thing I really like about the way you write and perform is that there's a really interesting line you tread between personal history and kind of created world as well. There's kind of there's moments where I'm not sure if I'm hearing Amy or if I'm hearing Ernie, and if those
neither.
Two things. Yeah, I was going to ask, do you know where the line is sometimes for that?
No, not really. It's kind of blurred, and I think that's all part of the journey is figuring out, the lines.
Yeah. How does it feel when you're performing? Because you have a very otherworldly way of, I think, commanding the stage. And you've got a great crew of people that you've amassed behind you to perform alongside.
Yeah.
What's the kind of, I guess, intention when you're performing? Do you have a sort of a goal for how you're trying to make people feel or feel for yourself when you're in that space?
I don't really know how to explain it, but it just feels like a surge of energy that comes up. And it's really hard. It's kind of like a spiritual thing, really. It just feels like a power, not in a creepy way, to try and hold an audience. And I guess I'm just trying to transfer that to everyone else, so I feel like a vessel. What it feels like.
I am so excited to see it in the sort of glamour of the Hollywood.
Me too.
Because every show there feels a little bit out of time. I went to a movie there last night, and even going to a movie on a Tuesday night was like a little bit magical in the Hollywood. There's something special about that space, eh?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I saw that they had all those real-life Avondale spiders there, and I was like, they better be bloody gone by the time I get there.
They're so much bigger than I thought they were. I thought an Avondale spider was like, you know, the size of a $2 coin. They're bloody huge. They're like a donut.
I don't want to know about it.
No. They'll be gone by the time the show happens on Friday. Who's in your band? Who's going to be playing with you on Friday?
Tiare George Kelly, who has just gotten back from a massive tour with Benny. So that's really exciting, because I've been playing music with her since the beginning of time. So it's really special to have her back, and she sings amazing harmonies. So that's really nice, because I've had to learn how to sort of hold my own without her. I mean, Navar and Durham do sing harmonies, but we've just got this little thing going on. But so Tia, and then William Jackson on drums, Riwi McClay on lap steel, who's amazing, and also has a baby due any moment. Oh my God.
Hope the baby can wait till Saturday morning.
She will wait. and Navarre, who is in plays for Te Kahu and Hina and Durham Fenwick. So yeah, an amazing band.
Really cool yeah. crew. And of course you've got an amazing support act as well, DC Maxwell.
Yes.
The sort of best cowboy in Tamaki Makaurau, yet to release any tunes, but we were both just chatting off air about his amazing debut show at the Wine Cellar, which was, I think it blew everybody's socks off.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah. Really special, massive group as well that he's got playing, always kind of bringing the sort of strange cowboy atmosphere into the K Road space. I'm very excited to see both these gigs together on Friday. I believe tickets are from Under the Radar if people want to go get along to the Hollywood. And it's a nice early opening, doors open at 7:30 p.m. So you can go enjoy, soak up the Avondale atmosphere. Have a drink and hang out with some mates, eh? It'll be a good time.
Yeah, totally. I've got three separate playlists.
Woohoo!
Beginning, middle, and end.
Nice!
And my dad is actually going to play some tunes in the foyer
on
the opening of the doors, so that'll be special.
Oh, that will be really special. Yeah. So get down there early, for sure. Thank you, Amy, for chatting with us this morning. Can't wait to hear the music in the gorgeous Hollywood Avondale. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Little black boots, pinned back bangs, long trench coat and black. Faux Berliners, it's a real thing. Little cat eyes on a string. Promise myself I'll never belong to the hell.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.